AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It's still not known why two men dressed as women wound up at the gate at Fort Meade Monday morning. They did not obey orders from National Security Agency police at the sprawling military post and smashed a stolen car into a police vehicle. Police opened fire. One of the men died. The other was injured. A police officer also was taken to a hospital. Officials aren't saying much about the incident. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports the vehicle the men were driving had been stolen from a nearby hotel in Jessup, Maryland.
But a spokeswoman for the Howard County Police Department in Maryland declined to name the hotel, citing the ongoing investigation. She also refused to release any further details, referring all inquiries to the FBI, which apparently does not believe the incident was linked to terrorism.
The Justice Department urged a federal appeals court Monday to reverse a hold a judge placed on President Obama's immigration executive action. The 69-page brief filed with the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ahead of arguments set for next month. A declaration approved by American Pharmacists Association delegates at their annual meeting in San Diego says the practice of providing lethal injection drugs is contrary to the role of pharmacists as healthcare providers. The AP's Julie Watson reports it's a move that could make carrying out such executions even harder for states with the death penalty.
It's kind of trickled down where all these different health professionals, their associations have also said that they do not want to participate in executions because it goes against their central role as health providers.
Turns out a University of California Berkeley soccer player, Eloy Vasquez, who disappeared after leaving a weekend party, was killed by a car early Saturday as he walked across the Los Angeles freeway. The school's Wesley Mallett has reaction.
We are heartbroken. We're devastated upon finding out this news.
Vasquez was 19. This is AP Radio News. President Obama paid tribute to his former Senate colleague Ted Kennedy at the dedication of a new center in Boston that bears his name.
The president says he watched the great liberal lion forge partnerships to get things done, which is why Republicans were his friends.
They knew Ted as somebody who bridged the partisan divide over and over and over again with genuine effort and affection.
He says today's Senate would work better if more lawmakers were like Kennedy. Vice President Biden says Kennedy knew all politics is personal.
No one in my life understood that better than Ted Kennedy.
Arizona Senator John McCain recalled epic battles with Kennedy and said, oh, how he misses them.
It's gotten harder to find people who enjoy a good fight as much as Ted did.
Mark Smith at the White House.
Homeland Security Department has given a 90-day humanitarian pass to a 20-year-old Mexican man seeking a double heart and liver transplant. His mother says the document grants Jose Chua a temporary stay to seek the treatment. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.